All right. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the huddle. It's me, Coach Muddle, and Billy MIA again. We know. So let's see. A lot to talk about. Huge, the damn Philadelphia Eagle Nation hitting the panic button already. So I'm sure we will get into that and a bunch of other stuff. And the Giants, it's not a trap game. I mean, come on. I don't know where we come across these things, but it is it's crazy. Okay, crazy, and we'll see how it all plays out today. I don't know. I got this new mic, so I don't know if I'm close enough because it's. Is it there? What's going on with it? So we'll see. Your feedback. Let me know if it's working or not, man. And we'll go from there. I'm trying to do two things at once and I can't do it. So just give me a second. Oh man, a little partly cloudy today. So let's see. Yo, what's up, Professor? Thanks, Professor. I appreciate you. The new mic is given by the professor. It'd probably help if I put my headset on too. Yes, I know. I'm just partly cloudy. That's what the problem is, man. Because I can't do two things at once, three things. So I'm lucky I get to do one thing at once. Let's just put it that way. Let's call it what it is. And we'll go from there. Look, Beans, shout out your Alabama Tide rolled against the Little Sisters of the Poor yesterday. So I wanted to make sure that I get that in for you. Some crazy college football stuff yesterday. Tennessee, did you forget you had a game yesterday? How about that? South Kakalaki putting themselves on the map. And, and the Horned Frogs, that is the essence of, there's a team that practices special teams. When it comes down to it, running clock, 16 seconds. Well, there's more like 20 some odd seconds left. And you run the football. No, you can't stop the clock. And you run that field goal unit on there and kick the field goal with no time left. That's it, man. Oh, man. Look, Jeff Saturday, all right? I believe that there is every team can use my services, it's great. And in the off season, there's a lot of head football coaches that want my services, but when it comes right down to it, that's the first thing that gets cut out of the practice plan when it comes to it. So, it is what it is with it. But, you know, look, Jeff Saturday is, you know, the guy played in the league. It's not like he got a guy like me off the street or something. I mean, the guy did play in the league. But also, you know, there's got to be a little bit of resentment in the room with some guys that, you know, have made their bones coaching in, you know, and even guys that played in the league that, you know, worked their way up up the ladder. Yes, man. Oh yeah, Sammy, I was waiting for you, brother. I was waiting for you, man. Yeah, how about that? You know, look, the Redskins had a script. They came in with a game plan and they followed the plan. They stuck to it. And that was chew up chunks of time, you know, and that's what they did. Now, Sammy, you may be right. I think all but Washington controls their own destiny. I think that because of the kind of slow start you guys got, it's going to take some, you know, it's going to take a little bit of help to get them in, you know. Look, bro, you know, once you leave your house, you know, I believe that your wife and your boy believe that you're a handsome young gentleman, but after that, you're just a dude. No, I'm just messing with you, Sammy. But yep, because he got that buddy. I agree. I agree. But no, they had a great game plan. They went in there and they you know, chunked time. And the problem with that is that old, you know, I come on, it's like being that crackhead. You know, you've been sober for a while. And then you fall off the wagon. Well, it's kind of like that with the Eagles with, you know, okay, we're running the football. We're playing a balance. We're being very balanced. And then all of a sudden Washington comes in and takes up all this time. And now all of a sudden, oh, we got to abandon the running game. We got to abandon it. We got to throw the football. Oh my God. Well, that's not who you are. You got a great quarterback who, I, by the way, I believe it was this handsome old guy that was talking the Eagle fandom part of this show off the ledge every time this happened with the Eagles, right? Because Jalen Hurts is awesome when you play complementary football, and when he can't and you force him to throw the football 50, 60 times, that's a recipe for an L. Plain and simple. Because look at the score. The score indicated that you could still play your football game. You did not have to get out of your game plan as the Eagles. You didn't have to get out of your game plan. Yeah, you know, I honestly don't think that's, you know, they brought in now Lendell Joseph. You know, he's bounced around. I really would have liked him. He was really coming into his own with the Giants. I hated to see him get not re-signed, and he's kind of bounced around. And Sue is come on, he's old, and he's just trying to get another ring. But I don't think it helps. I don't think it helps. You know, I mean, it's a body. It's a big body. It's going to take up space with that. But I think yeah. Hey, look, everybody, Sammy, everybody's an all pro against air. Okay. Every single person that plays football is an all pro against air. It doesn't matter at every single level. Everybody's an all pro at against air. So it doesn't matter. I think it will, where I think it helps the Eagles though, I think it helps in the rotation, giving guys some breathers so they're not out of gas. Because what's Sue going to get? 10, maybe 12 snaps a game. I mean, but at least it gives somebody a breather for that. So, you know, it's all right. It doesn't really cost the Eagles much, and they can go on. Yeah. You know, hey, yeah, Sammy, congrats, man. Hey, look, the only problem I have is this, the Delaware playoff system. Everybody gets a trophy. I don't believe that a 4-6 team should be in the playoffs. And, you know, unfortunately for you guys, I mean, you had to play the same team 2 weeks in a row. It's kind of a bad deal, bad situation with that. But hey, you know, been a little bit since those guys got that many wins. So it's good for the program. And you're right. Getting that ship, right in the ship, as they say, getting that ship right. So, there you go. And of course, shout out to, Port Charlotte. The Pirates, came up a little short, Friday night, but man, great season. Had to overcome a ton, and nothing to have their heads hanging for any part of that, man. It was a phenomenal journey for those guys. Unfortunately it came up a little bit short. Relax, enjoy the holidays, and then they'll get back to the grind. I know them coaches down there. They'll be getting in it here real soon. So back to it anyway. So look, it's a, it's a good deal. So look, we get down to it. You know, you saw the formula against the Eagles, and I think you also saw the formula against the Cowboys too, because, you know, they couldn't stop the run. I mean, it was like someone just turned on a faucet and they couldn't figure out how to turn the knob. And so you have that because, you know, look, you have Dallas and the Giants on Thanksgiving, 4:00. You know where I'll be, in front of the TV watching that game, big time. And it's a big game. I mean, I think it's a big game today for both those teams. I mean, you have, I think Dallas plays the Vikings at the 4 o'clock game. I mean, the other game is what? The Raiders and the Broncos. Let me see. I had it here. I had it up. So let me see. It was, I hate when it does that. When you just, why can't it just stay the way it was? Yeah. The Raiders, Broncos, Bengals, Steelers, Cowboys, Vikings are the late games today. And then obviously Chargers, Chiefs are tonight. I mean, really, I mean, unless you're a Bengals Steeler fan, you're watching that game because, I mean, they're and unless you're a Raider or Bronco fan, I know Raider Nation out there appreciate you guys, but, man, I mean, something's going on. Something's wrong there. I mean, you know, so – the 4 o'clock game, all eyes on Dallas. I mean, Dallas goes into Thanksgiving losing two games in a row. They're you know, Jerry Jones is going to be going crazy, man. You know, Keith, I agree with that. How does here's the problem though, and people don't talk about this is. Jim Irsay, the owner of the Colts, is as crazy as a loon. All right, that dude's nuts, and because he's not in a big market, and it's not as prevalent. But he fired Carson Wentz. He fired, you know, and he's just going. He's gone crazy. And, you know, so, you know, that is the problem there. Yes, I agree 100% with that. I 100%. And I think, The problem is, you know, you're just seeing how much, and I know everybody wants to hate when I say this, is how much Bill Belichick is involved in everything that goes on, you know, because look, the offense I believe the Raiders have a top 10 running back in Josh Jacobs. They had one of the best offensive lines in the league. They have one of the best tight end, pass catching tight ends in the league. And, you know, you had that intermediate Renfro, which is kind of like that Cooper Kupp, type guy, and you give him a deep threat weapon who he played with in college in Davante Adams. I don't understand, you know, and I know the offensive line has struggled. They've kind of, you know, they got rid of some guys and, but you know, the easiest thing, and I don't care what level you're at, is teaching run blocking, you know, and getting those guys to run block. So you're just getting them. So run the football. I don't understand. Run the football. And I watch these teams that are, you know, you know you're having trouble. And maybe you don't know that your offensive line isn't that good. Maybe you're not watching the film to see how bad they are. So why are you taking these 5-7-step drops with your quarterback and trying to wait for guys to get open, you know, short, crossing routes, quick in and out, get the ball out, short plays, let them play, make the plays and go down the field. And I think if more teams did that, they would have a little more success. And then the problem with the Raiders is just that, you know, that offense, I don't understand. You're trying to, I think you're trying to plug all the holes at once instead of just fix one problem at a time. And that's what I believe the problem is with the Raiders. And look, next coaching cycle, if Frank Reich will probably be a head coach, or he will be at least an offensive coordinator somewhere. Because I tell you what, and a guy like Frank is, if you're a defensive guy that gets a head coaching job, that's the guy you hire, and you just let him take over the offense, and you can kind of do your own, you know, and kind of focus on the defense and make that defense kind of, you know, yours. And I think, and I'll point this out. I think the Jets, they brought in Robert Saleh from the 49ers, their defensive coordinator. And I think when he got to the Jets, I think he tried to do too much. And now I think he's just finally gotten to, okay, I'm just going to fix the defense and let the offense be the offense. And just let it go. And I think you're seeing the Jets play really good defense right now. And, you know, their offense is, you know, maybe Zach Wilson isn't the guy. But, hey, he's kind of he's backed off a little bit and just letting him. I mean, obviously, you got a young OC up there in New York, but he's letting it play out. And I think that's having some success. And I think the same with, I can't not bring my Giants into the mix. And Brian Daboll is letting the coordinators coordinate. And he's just kind of being the head coach, kind of, you know, and I'm sure he's more on the offensive side and saying that, you know. So, and there, hey, that's Sammy, that's an awesome stat, buddy. That's an awesome, stat, dude. Way to be absolutely building blocks, man. Yeah, the Giants are getting that old, you know. Look, I don't know what they're paying Wink Martindale. It's obviously it's not enough, because look, the Giants have a lot of holes to fill, and I think if you look at that defense, who's the middle linebacker? You know, you got was it Jalen Smith? You signed him last year off the street, and you brought him back in to play middle linebacker. He's really not a middle linebacker, but you're kind of making do. Right now that defensive front is kind of playing some good football, which is helping out that young secondary, and he's kind of taken chicken shit and made chicken salad out of it. So that's right. That's absolutely right. It is. They go in knowing that the defense is going to keep them close, and I think that's all you can ask for is, you know, hey, keep us within striking distance. You know, keep us from in striking distance, and that is a And that's something that, we can, you know, we can work on, because you always have a chance at that point. You know, everybody's got a puncher's chance. So, so that's the, that's the way I look at it. He's doing a great job. I think you pay the guy to keep him and just make him the guy there for as long as, you know, and hopefully Dable, those guys will stay there for a while. And, you know, we can start, righting that ship and getting them back to the winning ways that we're used to in New York football, you know? So let's get, you know, I'm excited about that, you know, so we'll see where it goes. You know, I mean, that D-line is coming along and we'll go, you know, cause look, Wink Martindale, he's going to be blitzing you from everywhere. And it's going to be fun to watch today, because, you know, now the Detroit Lions, their record doesn't say it, but they could put up some points. They put up some points, and they have to, you know, so, and the Giants, honestly, think the most points they've scored this season is 27, I think, in London. Other than that, they've not scored more than 24, which was last week, I think. So, you know, hey, it's going to be one of those things. And I know part of that, scoring the points, in Detroit is a tough, you know, Detroit is, they're always down. So they're throwing the ball a lot, but they can still move the football, and it'll be interesting to see today how they do it. And look, and let me touch on this too, because look, Green Bay is not Green Bay. All right, they got a, you know, they exposed Dallas. But look, they're a long way off. No, I don't think he's in any trouble over there in you know, now Aaron Glenn might be the defensive coordinator, might be in a little trouble. But, you know, you're absolutely right, man. He is changing the culture there, and they're going to go, Sammy, I don't think he can. I mean, you know, and Aaron's not a, you know, he's not really, I don't know, just on the interviews, I just get that as he's really just not a, and maybe it's just Green Bay and the way he was treated, because, you know, I mean, you know, they didn't have the balls to get rid of Brett Favre when they, you know, come on, what was that, like 4 or 5 years that every year, you're the guy this year, and then, oh, Brett Favre's coming back, have a seat. You know, so, and now he's taking advantage. I think he's taking advantage of their, you know, their weak spot and making them pay for it, paying him. So I don't think any other team is going to pay him the money, but you might be right. He might take a pay cut and go to Seattle. And, but why would Seattle want Aaron Rodgers when all of a sudden Geno Smith is playing like a Pro Bowl quarterback? I mean, he's one of the highest rated quarterbacks right now. Right. Hey, you look, Sammy, you saw that in Baltimore. Remember when Flacco won the Super Bowl, they said, you know, here's a blank check. You fill it out. He took all the money. I mean, look, and Professor will tell you, the Ravens could have probably won, you know, multiple Super Bowls had Joe Flacco not taken all the money. And that's what happens. He's taken all the money. And, you know, they've decided that it's not, and part of that, and unfortunately, the casualty to that is the current quarterback, Lamar Jackson, in Baltimore, because they're not going to pay him all the money so that they could put some, you know, they could put some playmakers around him. That's pretty simple. So. But, you know, Aaron is, and maybe he will take less money and go somewhere else and play. And maybe, but we'll see. We'll see. I don't know if that's, that'll be the case or not. I don't see it. I just think he's going to just milk this cow dry and move on, you know, But I just don't see it. I did want to say something else about something, and I forgot all about it. But you're right, man. Because of what that deal, yep, and including losing two more. Yep, you're right. Yes. Yeah, you're right, Keith. Yeah, but I don't think just that, but it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt a bunch of other teams as well, unfortunately. That's what's going to that's what's going to happen. I think it just upset the entire quarterback market, so to speak. So, because the Browns, and that's what happens when you are desperate for a quarterback. You kind of just, you know, you'll back up the Brinks truck and do it. I mean, you know. Off the field issues aside, Deshaun Watson is one of the top quarterbacks in the league. You know, let's face it, and let's see what happens when he has an actual legit running game and offensive line there. I mean, and some pieces to throw to. I think it'll be kind of interesting, because I think. Can he play this week, or is it next week he can play? But I'm sure a lot of people will be watching that game and see. You know. But a lot of teams, there's going to be a lot of quarterback shuffle going on in the league. And to go from there, because, you know, look, and I said this all along, that Baker Mayfield wasn't a starting quarterback in the league, and you know, you're seeing that right now. Yeah, you know, you got to keep your towel regulation level. You know, you're supposed. Yeah, but you know what? You know what, Keith? He doesn't know the difference between what's called a hand towel and a bath towel. You know, I've learned this. You know, and I'm sure you have. Your wife has made you aware of the difference, and unfortunately. He does not know the difference between what's a hand towel and a bath towel. So he's just been using those hand towels instead of the bath towel. That's what it is, you know. I mean, so kind of fun. But yeah, and it'll be interesting because, you know, I'm gonna check him out and see how the rust has gone with him and how it's and how rusty. But you know, I think what the Browns just do is this is just game experience with him and get ready for next year. And let me tell you, I think next year the Browns are gonna be a force to reckon with next year, I think. And especially the way that whole division is kind of flip floppy, you know, and whatnot. You know, let's put that up for everyone to see because, yeah. But, you know, that's a good one. But, you know, yeah, hey. But yeah, it'll be interesting. I think, you know, this is just kind of him getting used to, you know, because what will have like, six, seven games to try to, you know, get himself familiar with the guys. And, you know, who knows? They might be able to squeak an extra game in there and sneak into the playoffs. Doubt it, but, because the AFC East is looking pretty good with the Bills, the Jets, and the Dolphins, and you know, still can't count out the New England Patriots, and that big game in Foxborough today. Let me tell you that's huge, you know, because unfortunately, the last time 2 weeks ago when the Jets and the Patriots played, oh, this is a revenge game for the Jets, revenge game, blah, blah, blah. And then they got their ass handed to them. But you know, the Jets have a unique opportunity. They win this game. They're in first place because of what happened with Buffalo. And you lose this game, you're in last place. So go figure that, that's, you know, you're either first or last. So that's what it is. Second just means you're the first loser, you know. I mean, and you gotta go from there. It's gonna be a big, that's a big, big game. And then I think this is a Buffalo is getting kind of a, does anybody know, did they actually get out of Buffalo because they forgot to friggin' leave before the snowstorm? Dumbass. Who's the travel secretary? You know, where's George Costanza? Did he get hired by the Bills or something? Is that what happened? You know, the assistant to the assistant travel secretary. I mean, is that who's handling the Buffalo getting out of the out of town? Because they had all that snow falling and Buffalo hadn't left yet. But now, I mean, this is pretty works out. I mean, Buffalo should have had their bags packed and been in Detroit on Thursday. It would have been there for a whole week. You get to play two games there because you're playing on Thursday, Thursday Thanksgiving. And, you know, so I don't know what they were thinking. And they get a little bit of an advantage by being able to stay there and only traveling once for those games. So I think, you know, I think that's it's a plus for them. So we'll see how that all works out. And, we're going to go from there. Man. So listen, I got some issues going on here that I need to take care of. So I'm going to cut out a little early today. So I appreciate everyone checking me out. Please make sure you share it with your friends. And I'll be back next week. Oh, hopefully Billy can figure out his watch and calendar, and I'll have to coach him up this week. And we'll see. Everyone, enjoy your Thanksgiving and have a safe and happy holiday with whatever you're doing. Safe travels. And we'll see everybody next Sunday. All right, everyone. Have a great one. Be good.